This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado House passes House Bill 2628-1, narrowing first-degree murder. The 33-32 re-engrossed bill limits first-degree extreme indifference murder to 4 trigger scenarios and creates a new second-degree class for single-death cases. Never Colorado. The Colorado House passed House Bill 2628-1 on a 33-32 third reading vote, April 29, sending to the Senate a measure that narrows the state's first-degree extreme indifference murder statute and downgrades single-death cases to a new second-degree subsection. The bill is sponsored in the House by Representative Carter, Democrat of Aurora, and Representative Espinoza, Democrat of Denver, and in the Senate by Senator Wiseman, Democrat of Aurora, and Senator Heinrichsen, Democrat of Pueblo. Under current Colorado law, a person commits first-degree murder when, under circumstances evidencing an attitude of universal malice, manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life generally, they knowingly engage in conduct that creates a grave risk of death and cause the death of another. Conviction carries mandatory life without the possibility of parole. The re-engrossed text replaces the single death trigger with a four-prong scheme. First-degree extreme indifference murder would apply only when the conduct causes the death of more than one person, causes one death plus serious bodily injury to two or more others by means of a deadly weapon, causes the death of a child under 12, or causes the death of an on-duty peace officer, emergency medical service provider, emergency medical care provider, or firefighter. A new statutory subsection creates a second-degree extreme indifference murder class for cases that would have been first-degree under prior law, but result in only one death. The bill directs sentencing courts to impose at least 3 times the minimum term authorized in the presumptive range and up to twice the maximum term, which Rocky Mountain Voice reports translates to a 24-48-year range. A separate provision reclassifies criminal attempt to commit either offense as a Class 3 felony. The bill also specifies that each individual injured or killed in a multiple victim case is a separate violation. Floor and committee history. The House Judiciary Committee advanced the bill on a 6-5 vote April 14 after adopting 2 technical amendments. Representative Chad Clifford was the lone Democrat to vote number. The committee of the whole report was adopted on a 37-26 vote, with 2 excused, at second reading April 24, after the chamber rejected 4 floor amendments and 5 second reading amendments. On third reading, April 29, the official roll call recorded 33, yes 32, no 0 absent, 0 excused. The Senate has assigned the bill to its Judiciary Committee, with a hearing scheduled for May 6. Sponsor framing. Representative Carter, the House prime sponsor, has framed the bill as a proportionality measure. "You should go to prison for something you did, not something you could have done," Carter said in remarks reported by Fox 31 KDVR and cited by Medium's Coexistence column. Co-prime sponsor Representative Espinoza defended the attempted extreme indifference penalty reduction during committee debate. "Especially when you listen to the attempted extreme indifference, how can you attempt to be extremely indifferent?" Espinoza asked, as reported by Rocky Mountain Voice. Committee Chair Representative Mabry said in closing remarks that the bill does not end long sentences in Colorado and preserves the most serious consequences for the most serious cases. Dan Meyer of the Spiro Justice Center testified that Colorado is one of only 5 states that have life without parole as a possible punishment for this offense. Opposition. 23rd Judicial District Attorney George Brockler testified against the bill in House Judiciary, warning that the new sentencing exposure would reshape plea bargaining. "The practical application of what you're about to do is to arm the public defenders with the ability to go to court and say, 'Jury, you should find him guilty of extreme indifference murder,' knowing that person will likely be parole eligible at somewhere around 20 to 30 years instead of facing life without parole," Brockler told the committee. Patrick Freeman, legal advisor to the Lakewood Police Department and a witness for the Colorado Association of Chiefs of Police, focused his testimony on attempted extreme indifference cases. Freeman warned that under the bill, a person who shoots into a vehicle with multiple occupants could face nothing more than Class 4 or Class 5 felonies. 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen told reporters the bill really devalues the value of human life. To get to a higher sentencing range, you have to kill more than one person. Emily Tofte Nestuvala, executive director of the Rocky Mountain Victim Law Center, opposed the bill in a Colorado Politics op-ed. As written, the bill creates a framework where the severity of extreme indifference homicide charges is determined not by the actions of the offender, but by arbitrary characteristics of the victim or random circumstances of the crime, Tofte Nestuvala wrote. She offered a school shooting example. The death of an 11-year-old child could be charged as first-degree murder, but if their 12-year-old classmate was killed instead, it would be classified as second-degree murder. Jessica Dotter of the Colorado District Attorney's Council testified that defendants reclassified under the new second-degree subsection could be back in front of a parole board, likely within 12 to 14 years, though Rocky Mountain Voice notes that estimate predates. Proposition 128, which requires 85% of sentence served before parole eligibility for affected violent felonies, and would push the practical floor to roughly 20.4 years. Representative Clifford, the lone Democrat to vote against the bill in committee, framed his opposition around mass casualty cases. "I do see many extreme indifferences the same as premeditated murder. Like a mass shooting, for instance," Clifford said. "You might have even gone with the intention to kill one person, and you walk in and you kill 14. The other 13, to me, are the same." The Denver Gazette editorial board opposed the measure shortly after introduction, writing that under the bill, a murderer would have to take at least 2 lives to qualify for murder in the first degree, fiscal projections, and what's next. The first revised fiscal note projects roughly 3 completed murder defendants per year statewide reclassified under the new second-degree subsection and roughly 33 attempted extreme indifference defendants per year affected, with about $34 million in projected savings over 20 years. Brauchler has cited research finding only 24 standalone extreme indifference murder convictions statewide from 1987 to the present. The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to take up the bill May 6 in the old Supreme Court chambers. Brad Beck, guest hosting the Kim Monson Show on May 4, flagged House Bill 26281 for listeners alongside in-studio guests Anders Ingemarsson and Michael A. Hancock. Beck cited strong opposition from Republicans who argued it would weaken the accountability of most serious crimes, and framed the measure as one of several bills moving through the final stretch of the 2026 session that, in his view, narrow accountability for serious offenses. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado already speaks clearly on this. Voters approved Proposition 28 in 2024 to keep violent offenders in prison longer, and the legislature is now narrowing the very statute that punishes the most chaotic, life-disregarding conduct on the books. The shift treats the difference between one body and two as the difference between life without parole and a 24-year minimum, and it lets attempted extreme indifference cases collapse into a Class 3 felony charge. Voices from prosecutors to victim rights advocates have warned that the bill substitutes arbitrary victim characteristics for the offender's actual conduct. The Senate now decides whether Colorado keeps a clear line at the worst behavior or moves it. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.